Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I am Patrick Kayab-Yab, the DJ for tonight's game. Your play-by-play man, Stuart Horns, with me as well. I'll be doing color and play-by-play for today, but doesn't matter about me. It's all about these Dominican Penguins. The Penguins are 8-7 in conference, and they're playing against Hawaii Pacific University. Winners of three consecutive games, HPU arrives with one of the best three-point percentage defense teams in the PacWest Conference and the best three-point shooter, LeBrent Chappelle, who was connected on 47% of his trays this season. Last meeting, the Penguins missed 16 of their 24 free throws and never led in a 64-52 loss at HPU in Honolulu on February 11th. Connor Haysbert had a game-high 16 points, and Derek Ober added career-high for points 13 and rebounds 8. And the Penguins need to be defensive-minded. Under first-year head coach Booker T. Harris, Dominican has a record of 5-0 in games this season when it holds opponents to 62 or fewer points in a game. Their 8 conference wins is the Penguins' most in 3 PacWest seasons. And McNally is a steal man. This guy could commit steals like crazy. With 3 games remaining in the regular season, Xander McNally is tied with Jamiko Werner of Adams State for the nation's lead in steals in NC2A Division II. Both players have 86 steals in 23 games, an average of 3.52 per game. McNally, a 6'2 guard, set the Penguins' season high for steals in Hawaii Hilo last Saturday when he also grabbed a career-high 9 rebounds. Jamal Clark's on a roll, folks. In his last 5 games, Clark has shot an incredible 70%, 31-44 from the floor, and averaged 15 points per game to improve his season scoring average to the season high, 10 points a game. We'll be back in a minute. Radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned, folks. Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I am Patrick Kayab-Yab. The voice of the Penguins has arrived, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Piab. Good job on the pregame. And while the women's game was fun, it was fun to witness anyway. It was a dramatic improvement from the last time those two teams met. And I was sorry that Breonna Chambers and the ladies still lost by 30-plus. The game that everybody's been talking around around campus today is about to happen right now.
Yes.
The men's game. And that's because on paper, these two teams are very, very evenly matched. So we are ready, fans, for the national anthem. And we ask that everyone at home, please rise. All right, fans, here we go. Hawaii Pacific University is in the house. One more signal. And 20 minutes overhead, we are ready for the starting lineups. Darren Vonderbrugge is the head coach for Hawaii Pacific, and he will be sending out Jelani White, number 5, the 5'11 junior at guard out of Los Angeles. LeBrent Chappelle, number 11, is a 5'10 senior at the other side of the guard spot out of Fresno. Glenn Miller, number 22, is a 6'6 senior at forward. Kyle Allen is number 24, a 6'5 junior out of SACTO. And Fran Early, number 30, is your 6'7 senior out of Zagreb, Croatia. For the Penguins, under head coach Booker T. Harris, he's assisted by Rich Mendoza, Kurt Bond, and Jeff Sickler. He'll be sending out number 24, Derek Ober, a 6'3 junior out of Dayton, Ohio.
Prime time.
Next out, number 32, is Xander McNally, the 6'2 senior out of San Francisco. The junior from Redlands, number 42, is Jamal Clark, a 6'6 junior. Clark having a great campaign for Coach Harris. Out of Sacramento. Connor Haysbert is number 43, a 6'8" sophomore. And in the middle, number 41, a 6'8" junior out of Santa Rosa, Jacob Neusett. Neusett having one of those years, Piab, one of those memorable years. The guy breaks on the scene and blows everybody's mind in the conference.
Look, numbers is just a number. He just averaged 12 points a game, but that doesn't matter. He gives you the best chance to win if you run the offense through him.
Neusett brings a lot of good stuff to this team. Numbers is only one facet of all of the good stuff that he brings. We want to welcome in Scott Calhoun and the crew from Marin Cable. This, the penultimate game of the season. 48 hours from now, we'll be playing the final game of the home schedule, the 2011-2012 campaign. Tonight is so big. So many things are riding on tonight. Penguins currently at 9-17 overall, but more importantly, 8-7 in conference, with Grand Canyon and Cal Baptist both at 10-5. The DUs win tonight, either of those teams lose, and the Penguins could squeeze into third place, currently sitting in fifth. Neusett will be in the middle. He's going up against the 6'6 senior Glenn Miller. Neusett tips it out, and Xander McNally's got it. The Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Ober and Clark playing some catch. Ober getting the start tonight. A bit of a rarity. Top of the key, McNally. Low bounce pass intended for Haysbert. Comes up with it. Haysbert throws it away immediately into the hands of Kyle Allen. 30 seconds into it, the Penguins could not get an offensive opportunity or at least a shot at the score. They had a bit of an opportunity, but threw it away. Jelani White now gets it to the top of the key to LeBrent Chappelle. Three ball to open the game by Jelani White. I'm calling him Jelani. It's actually Jelani. With 19:10 to go, 3-0 HPU. In conference, Hawaii Pacific 5-9. Penguins 8-7. Penguins with 4 wins total last year. And now the Penguins with 9 overall. And as mentioned, much more importantly though, 8-7 in conference. A win tonight guarantees the Penguins a better than 500 campaign. Tonight has a lot riding on it. LeBrent Chappelle now brings it up. He goes right side to Miller with it, who opened up the game with a tip out. Stolen away by Xander McNally, goes left side all alone, softly. McNally with an easy runner. 3-2, Penguins trail.
Xander McNally could have dunked that home if he wanted to, but he just wanted an automatic score, so he laid it up and in.
McNally is all things you want in a good player, and one of them is the guy knows when not to showboat. And early in the game, when a slam dunk wouldn't even put your team ahead, no reason to open up like that. He just took the sure thing. Shot on goal by HPU goes down 5-2. Penguins have the ball again between the circles as Ober. Neusett, the top of the key, where a place where he doesn't usually hang out too much. McNally to Haysbert, softly on the way, in and out. Rebound by Jelani White. 5-2, Penguins on defense. Kyle Allen slips it around, stolen away. We'll keep an eye on Xander McNally, Piab, as the Penguins with a give and go to Connor Haysbert. Tossing it all the way down the court from Xander McNally. And the score, 5-4, as Haysbert converts.
You say keep an eye on Xander McNally. We did, and look what he did. A perfect assist to Connor Haysbert.
And I was talking more about his steals, as I know that you knew, but many of our listeners don't know, that McNally at one point during the season was number one in the nation in stolen balls. And McNally falls out of bounds as the ball came off of Ober's knee. Ober was lying on his back. The ball bounced off of his knee. Xander McNally came in to assist and ended up falling out of bounds. HP ball, they bring it in on the short side. 17:08 to go. Chappelle, he's got it. Allen, down low, Allen off the glass, Allen over Clark, and that's good.
Kyle Allen just did some good moves right there on the post, and you just got to love that play from the man from Sacramento.
And another thing I loved is the Penguins early in the game, Neusat didn't get too crazy to draw a foul at this point. And speaking of Neusat, on the turnaround, the Penguins work it to the other end. Neusat left side on the baseline, knocks it down 7-6, 16 and a half to go.
Yeah, Jacob Neusat's a man that you just want to run your offense to, and he's a very humbled man too.
You're right, but the Penguins have built a lot of their offense around Neusat, and rightfully so. Three ball on the way by Oberno, but Neusat with the rebound. Neusat going in there against Allen, and that's a tough call. But Neusat slips underneath, gets it underneath the front early, and gets it to go. And for the first time tonight, Biab, 8-7-D-U, 16:09 to go, fans. Horn and Kayab, Biab with you, worldwide on Penguin Radio. Allen's got it. Allen goes back to the top of the key to Glenn Miller. Ooh, almost stripped away by Xander McNally. And Xander may have one of those nights going. He already has one steal. He averages 3.5 a game. And now the foul is committed by the Penguins. In fact, it is committed by... Piotr, did you pick up the foul? Who is it committed by?
I haven't seen it yet. The refs didn't even put up a number.
Okay, we'll have that for you in a moment, fans. Media timeout, 15:49 to go. 8-7, Horn and Kayab, radio.dominican.edu. It's a sad day. Piab calls his final collegiate game as a Penguin. That's still over a year away, though.
I hope I get to go to senior night.
We're going to establish senior night just because of you.
I hope so.
15:49 to go. It's already in the works.
That's nice of you, Stu.
Guarantee it's going to happen. Very few people have contributed as much as you to the radio program here. To you. Glenn Miller on the line. Glenn Miller. Get this. Glenn Miller sacks the first one.
San Jose native, Sacramento native, sorry.
And he makes them both.
No, he's a great saxophone player.
And he's a good saxophone player.
The band leader, Glenn Miller, knocks them both down.
Leader in sax in high school as well.
9-8. You mean he played football?
I'm pretty sure he did.
9-8. And the Penguins have it now. Penguins trailing by one as Mark Lewis has entered the game, along with Ricky Wofford. Now, if you are a regular listener to DU Athletics, you have heard the names Lewis and Wofford all season long. Oh, the assist by Lewis to Neusat down low!
That was nasty. Outrageous.
That was outrageous as Neusat, amid heavy traffic, pounds it in there. 10-9, 15-12. Penguins on defense. Allen, one bouncer to Chappelle. Missed it, short range, Wofford. Lewis, gonna slow it down. Finds Clark, drifting in the paint. Foul, and he'll go to the line. Boy, that was it. Boy, that Lewis. Lewis, ability to assist, find a seam, no matter how tiny, and squeeze the ball in there at high speed, sometimes with spin on the bounce. He's as good as anybody in the league, the six-footer Lewis, the senior Lewis. 10-9 Clark on the way, backspin, yes. So far, Clark, 1-for-1 from the line. Like to see that.
Yeah, no, it's good because he's been struggling through the line this whole season.
On the way, look at this.
Wow, both swishes.
15 minutes to go exactly, fans, in the first half. Penguins lead by 3. 12-9. On paper, these teams almost identical across the board. Everybody wanted the foul called, or pardon me, the travel called on Kyle Allen. And in fact, Allen threw it away, but then it was called on Fran Urli. 14:43 to go. The Penguins by 3 as Ricky Wofford's going to bring it up now. Right side. Lewis has it. Going to set up the play. Penguins collapse left. Soft side, Xander's all alone over there. Nobody can get him the ball. Lewis has it in the corner. Left side drifts up. On the wing, takes the screen from Clark. Now the soft jumper has it rejected by Fran Urli. Penguins get it back after Urli had it for a second. Down low, Neusat slams into Kyle Allen. bounces off. Soft jumper, no. A little bit deep back at him. Fran Urli gets tied up. Chappelle bumped off. Now Wofford all alone. Ricky Wofford knocks it down!
Ricky Wofford just did a smart play there. Got away from traffic and committed a cushion for himself to lay that ball up.
That's
and in.
That's a good call. He bounced off everybody and saw everybody collapsed away from the restricted area. So he took it in himself. 14-9. 13:45 to go. Left side. Three ball on the way by Sean Jones, a 6'6" junior out of Seattle. No. Jones can't get it to go. Rebound, no. Subsequent rebound, no. Ricky Wofford brings it up. Intended for Xander McNally, and it goes out of bounds. 13:30 to go. Penguins by five. Neusett out. Clark out. Xander McNally out. Obers back in with Haysbert. With D'Artagnan Meggs. Dart Meggs get some much needed minutes. And Mark Lewis stays in. So early in the season, we had a lot of minutes called for Meggs. Then, I don't know if it said he went cold or whatever it was, but for some reason he wasn't getting a lot of minutes. Three ball by Mark Lewis on the right wing, no. Taking down HPU. But Meggs is back in there now as Nick Frazier has entered the game. Frazier takes it in himself, missed it a mile deep. Frazier actually with the assist. The shot up was by Marko Čukić. Marko Čukić out of Belgrade, Serbia. Came over to HPU from University of Nevada, Reno, who you may remember had a Sweet 16 basketball team. Let's see, 2002, I believe. 2003. 14-9. Penguins now on defense. Softly, a runner from the right side by Sean Jones, and it's good. Penguins now in very quick transition. Dart Meggs, top of the key, dumps it off to Ober. Now Lewis. Now Wofford. Too far to shoot. Oh, Wofford wants to shoot. Screened by Meggs. Right side, Lewis. Penguins very heavy on the right side. Oh, Lewis. Drives in right side, air ball. Ober pulls it down. Wofford now, Penguins by three. 14-11, 12-22. Lewis, right wing. Lewis right in front of the Penguin grandstand. Takes it himself. Three ball Lewis. Oh, in and out. That's Lewis is 0 for 3 outside, but he's starting to zero in on it, Piop, I do believe.
Well, the thing is, he's also been shooting it from the NBA range. He's been taking about two steps back from the regular three-point shot.
I don't think he's afraid of it.
No, he's not, but I'm just saying that's really far.
You're right. Percentage-wise, I suspect he might knock him down more often if he was a little bit closer. Here's the thing. When he's out that far, HPU kind of gives him wide berth.
Yeah, and he's really clutch, so just watch him later in the game.
Yeah, that's right. If he zeroes in the first half, that's okay with me if he doesn't make them all, because I have a feeling he'll make them all in the second half. Nick Frazier knocks it down, the 6'2" senior out of Sacramento. Frazier off the glass. Brings HPU within one. 14-13. Out of bounds off of Meggs. And now we have a media timeout. And this is a good opportunity to welcome in everybody watching on Channel 30. Marin Cable is in the house. The first year Marin Cable has joined us here in the house. Stuart Horn and my lovable sidekick, Patrick Kayabia. Piop, I got to say, in your junior year, you have been doing remarkable work.
Thank
with
you.
The play-by-play and the color. So happy to have you alongside.
Thank you so much.
What do you think about this game? Well, as we have some stuff going out on the floor, the Penguins are leading by one. It was as much as five a moment ago.
Well, see, as these high school basketball players are shooting their free throws, that's what the Penguins need to do, make free throws. And they've been doing that. Jamal Clark struggled in the year with free throws, made both of them. And the thing is with these Penguins, if they find an open shot, I'm not afraid if they just shoot that shot because I'll say this, they'll make it 90% out of 10. They'll hit that open shot. I'm that confident with this team.
That is confidence. 11:38 to go, fans. Broadcasting worldwide from the Yukon to the Euphrates. From Mumbai to Dubai. From San Fran to Japan. The long way. Radio.Dominican.edu. We're broadcasting to all corners of the universe. Don't you forget it.
We are. I have some family listening in the Philippines as well. I'm very surprised they listen from there.
Why would you be surprised? You're sounding great. I just said it a minute ago.
No, because in the Philippines, they only watch Filipino basketball.
Not when Piob's on the air.
No, not when I'm on the basketball.
By the way, fans, our AD here at the Conlin Center is Terry Toomey. Penguins back underway now. 11:35 to go. The clock rolls. Shot on goal by Derek Ober as he drifts across from the right to the left on the free throw line. He can't get it to go. It's a little bit deep. HP with a rebound. Penguins now on defense. 11:21 to go. Driving in right side is LeBrent Chappelle. Jumper from the top of the key by Nick Frazier. It's an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and the Penguins will get it. Jamal Clark is back up on his feet in place of D'Artagnan Meigs. 11:11 to go. Four aces on the board. 14-13. Penguins on offense now. Attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard, or at least on mine. Right side. Oh, great pass from Clark to Connor Haysbert. Clark looked like he was going to run it in himself there, Piab. Unselfishly, no-looked it off to Connor and dumped it down.
Connor Haysbert, you got to love his energy every time he steps foot on this court. He's not cocky. This guy just knows how to play basketball.
Yeah, you're right. Haysbert can pound around down low in the post with the best of them, but he's also got very soft hands, a great shooter.
A man that stands at 6'8 has a great mid-range J.
That's a good point. And he demonstrated it right there after Clark hit him with the no-look. 16-13, Penguins have the ball. Or Penguins are on defense, pardon me. HP with the ball. Right under the short side. They don't do anything with it. Chappelle goes low. Somehow it ends up in the hands of Ricky Wofford, but whistles. Foul's called against Ober, and that's his first with 10:26 to go. HPU's going to have it. On the short side, Frazier holds up the signal. Two fingers, left hand. Dump off, no look again from LeBrent Chappelle. He tried to find Fran Urli down low on that left post, and Urli muffed it away. 16-13, Penguins on the long side now. Gets the ball after Urli knocked it out off the end line. 10:21 to go.
Ricky Wofford, the point guard. He's going to bark out orders with 30 seconds on the shot clock. He'll give it to Ober. He's standing on the right wing. Now to Clark. 24 seconds now with Wofford ball in hand. Noy said back to Ober. He's going to drive in the teeth of the defense. The floater. Gets the offensive rebound. Neusett misses that. Shot it too hard. But Derek Ober with the offensive rebound gives it right back to the point guard. Smart move. They were double-teaming Neusett and Ober down in the paint. Almost turned over Wofford with a sloppy pass. Penguins fortunate. 20 seconds on the shot clock. They give it to Neusett. 18 seconds now. Behind the back pass to Clark. The floater doesn't go in. And the rebound HPU. Kukic gets the ball. Now in transition. Miller will give it in with a big twist and shout move that was. 16-15, Penguins up one, 9:23 left in the first half. Ricky Wofford wants to give the ball to Derek Ober, he does. He's right there on the right wing, top of the key. Clark, 25 seconds on the shot clock, and Wofford delivers it to Ober. Ober, sloppy pass, turnover. Here comes Miller. Can he bring it home? He does, and he brings the crowd quietly down. 17-16, 8:59. They give it to Haysbert, mid-range J. He swished it. I said it earlier, this man is 6'8", and he can hit that whenever he wants. 18-17, Penguins up one. 8:48 left.
It does seem like he can do it whenever he wants.
I'm serious. This guy, his shot is very orthodox, too. He has a great form. 8:39 left. In the corner, HPU has it. Number five is White. Gets the screen by Kukic. White to Kukic.
Chukic
to White. White behind the back move. 7 seconds. Shot Miller. And that's Reggie Miller's three-point range there. But this man, Miller, is Glenn Miller. And he's from Sacramento. Like Stuart Horn said, he sacked that in there. 20-18. 8:09 left in the first half. Ricky Wofford will give it to Ober in the left wing. 20 seconds now. Wofford bounce pass to Haysbert. Bumps and grinds, fade away, tipped away. It's going to be Penguin ball after it's tipped away by Miller. We have a media timeout, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. Radio.Dominican.edu. We are back on radio.dominican.edu. Penguins down 2, 2018, with 7:55 left. They are playing against the Hawaii Pacific University Sea Warriors. Miles Carrillo will check in, and as he checks in, he thinks for three, pump fakes, and he takes it on top of the key with 10 seconds on the shot clock. He'll toss it over to Xander. Xander with 7 seconds, decides to drive, swings it to Carrillo. He needs to shoot it. 1 second, shots off. Hits the front iron, and HPU gets the ball back. That's a rebound by Livingston. Taking it up the court is White. White will pass it off. He's in the post. Back to White, 24 seconds left. Jumping pass to Chukic. Inside, that's an easy two shot by Chukic. Marko Chukic from Serbia. 22-18, 7:12 left. Xander McNally will give it to Neusat. Swings it over to Carrillo. Carrillo, 20 seconds on the shot clock. Penguins just standing there. There's no movement. Carrillo decides to shoot the three ball. And Xander misses the tip-in. Crowd shocked. 22-18, 6:50 left. One-on-one isolation. Mid-range Jay. That's good. Nick Frazier. And Frazier nails that one down. We have a timeout. Radio.Dominican.edu. Stay tuned. We are back here on Radio.Dominican.edu. Welcome, Marin TV. I'm Patrick Kayabyab alongside my good old friend Stuart Horn. We have a tight one here. 24-18, Penguins trail. 6:42 to go in the half. Lewis inbounds to Carrillo, and Carrillo's going to run the point. Carrillo gets the... gets the play call from his coach, Booker T. Harris. Lewis gets it on the wing. They swing it. Carrillo's now on the right wing. He's going to drive. 20 seconds now. Passes it, and it's turned over. HPU in transition. Here comes White. Passes off to Chappelle. Chappelle now to Chukic. Fran Orley back to Chappelle. Chappelle to Chukic. Chukic guarded by Haysbert. Size on size. And they're going to say there's a foul there on Connor Haysbert. Haysbert's been getting a little more cut. He's got more definition in his arms. He's been hitting the gym more. HPU will inbound. Jelani White from Los Angeles. Passes back to Early. Now Chappelle with 29 seconds. Crosses over. Miller guarded Lewis. 23 on the shot clock. Chukic in the inside, turned over. Neusat grabbed it really hard there. Made sure no one took that ball away. To Neusat. An and one. Count that. It's a three-point play opportunity for Jacob Neusat. Jacob Neusat wants his team to get more involved. They're down 4. 24-25, 43 left. And Neusat has a chance again for that three-point play. Checking in Jamal Clark for Connor Haysbert. Jacob Neusat has been flirting on the 55 to 57% this whole season in free throws. And Derek Ober is going to check in as well for Miles Carrillo. With 5:43 left, Jacob Neusat is at the line. Neusat dribbles twice. Here's a shot. And he nails it. 24-21 now. Penguins down 3. 5:41 left in the half. Kyle Allen gives it to Frazier. Frazier with 24 on the shot clock will give it back to Allen. Allen guarded by Clark on top of the key. Chappelle on the right wing. On the right block is Orley, and three-point play opportunity Orley does after Jacob Neusat fouled him. That's his third personal foul. And he's got to watch out and stop flirting with fouls now. 5:21 left, 26-21. Here's early shot. And Orly from Croatia.
You know, Piab, considering the Penguins are slopping it around right now, they're still pretty close. If they could just get it together, I think the Penguins would be in control of this game.
And less sloppy play like that, it's turned over. Hey, Dr. Fink's in the house.
Yeah, I noticed that. He and his wife.
27-21, HPU with possession after the turnover. On the block is Allen. Now top of the key is Frazier. Frazier passes it back to Allen, and that wasn't good at all. And there's going to be a foul, and it's going to be on HPU. And the foul is going to be on Miller. That's his first foul of the night. 27-21. Here comes Derek Ober and Xander McNally. Xander McNally trying to rally his troops now. Here's Ober, almost loses it. Two hands on the ball on the left wing. Left corner now. Finds Neusat on the left block. Over and under, reverse layup. He'll lay it in. 27-23. Penguins down four again. Chappelle to Allen. Allen passes it up, and they'll lay it up and in. Sean Jones. Sean Jones from Seattle, Washington. 29-23, 4:07 left. Back to McNally, he's right there on the right wing. Back to Lewis, top of the key, left wing ball, Ober. Thinking about the shot, doesn't do it. Back to Lewis, 15 seconds, reverse. Here's Ober, thought about the three, shuffled his feet. Back to Lewis, top of the key with 10, 9, drive, spin move. Fade away, off for an iron. HPU is going to be in transition. Here comes Frazier. Gets the blocking foul called on Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis down, and guess who's checking in? It's Xavier Muldrow. We have a media timeout. Penguins down 29-23. We'll be back. Radio.Dominican.edu. We are back. Radio.Dominican.edu. One of the top college stations in the world. Penguin basketball is what you're listening to. Penguins against the Sea Warriors of Hawaii Pacific University. 29-23, HPU has a trip to the line, and that's Frazier after the blocking foul on Mark Lewis. Checking in for Mark Lewis is Xavier Muldrow, the fastest man on the planet. Here's a shot by Frazier. It's good. 30-23 now. 3:40 left in the half. And here's Frazier. Shot, second, good, swish. 3:40 left. Xander McNally licking his chops with 30 seconds left on the shot clock. Muldrow drives the lane, passes McNally, corner shot. Off the fingertips of Clark, and it's going to be HPU ball. 3:24 left. HPU, Chappelle with the basketball, shaking and baking off Muldrow. Shakes and bakes again. Here he comes, he'll dribble. Drives the lane, Chappelle does a very acrobatic move and nails it, 33-23. 3 minutes flat now. McNally to Neusat. They're down 10. Neusat to Ober. And it's turned over. It's going to be off HPU. And the Penguins have possession. Inbounding is McNally. And back to McNally. McNally has it on top of the key. 18 seconds left. Here comes Muldrow. Back to Ober. 14 seconds. Now on the block, Neusat, 10 seconds. Neusat with 9, has to do something. Tosses to Clark. Clark gets it, gets the offensive rebound. Clark fights, and he gets a trip to the line. 33-23, and Clark got poked in the eye. After getting poked in the eye, I'm going to deliver the mic to Stuart Horn.
I was wondering how you were going to get out of that one. How you go from poking the eye to handing it off. But, you know, you came up with something.
Yeah.
You're a creative guy, P.A. 2:34 to go, fans. Clark on the line, yes. Just another perfect free throw.
Yeah.
Something we've sort of come to expect from Clark. First year, man. Great shooter. Got a little wambly there in the middle of the season from the line, but now he's got it all back and together. Very solid tonight. I talked him out of that one.
For that, I
apologize. 33-24, the Deuce trail. 2:28 to go. Behind the back goes Frazier. Frazier almost slipped. He's got Derek Ober plastered to him. Ober's a good defensive man, too. Right side. Oh, the dump off. Very close to the bucket to Fran Urli from LaBrent Chappell. And Ober picks up his second against Urli.
Look at him shuffling his feet at the line.
Yeah, he's dancing around. He's about a foot behind the line. Wide open stance. Right toe forward. Left foot back. A foot behind the line. Almost, I would say more than 95% of the time, you see the player right up against the line.
Yeah.
In fact, Urli is about a foot behind it. And it cans the first one perfectly.
Last person to shoot like that, Cedric Sabonis in the NBA. Played for the Portland Trail Blazers.
He makes them both. 2:15 to go. That's good knowledge right there. 35-24.
I watch a lot of basketball.
Cedric Sabonis.
Yeah.
He was a lefty, as I recall.
Yeah, he was.
35-24, 2:06 to go. Penguins on, trouble. Neusett has it stripped away. He was really getting hammered down there. And traveling with it. And the travel is called against Sean Jones, the 6'6 junior out of Seattle. With 1:56 to go in the Penguins trail, 35-24. Deuce get it on the unforced turnover. They'll take it, and they need it. 29 on the shot clock, fans. 1:48 to go, left side. Xander McNally to Neusett, low. Neusett close range. Neusett pounds into Urli. Missed the short shot. Goes into the hands of Kyle Allen. Dual possession. HP will get the ball. 35-24. From very close range, Neusett slaps himself as if to say, how did I miss that?
You know why he missed that? He was thinking about dunking it, and he just got caught in between.
Right at the last instant. You're right. He did kind of think of going in. And at that play, it wasn't showboating. At that moment, it would have actually been, I think, the right shot to take it in from above the rim. But at the last second, then he wanted to pull up with it and couldn't get it to go. 1:27. Just want a tweener. Right between the two, you know? The mind must react so quickly. HPU's got the ball now. Frazier's got it against Wofford. Frazier at 6'2", towering over Ricky. Flips it over to Kyle Allen. Low bounce pass in the paint. Flung up there. Penguins can't get the rebound. Allen again. This Allen has great hands for a big dude. He throws it down low to LaBrent Chappell. Shot on goal by Urli. And Urli is late with the shot. 35-24, 1:04 to go. A little bit late with that one. Released it late. And the ball came out a little low. So the Penguins get it after it bounces off the bottom of the rim. Mark Lewis re-enters the game. And he is out there with Ricky Wofford, with Jamal Clark, Xander McNally, and Jacob Neusett. 1:02, the clock rolls. 31 on the shot clock. Xander McNally needs to take the team on his back. Xander McNally drives in right side baseline. Good!
He did it. Put the team on your back, and he did it right there.
That was an Atlas move. He threw the thing up on his back, hoisted it in there. 35-26 now. The D is creeping back. Penguins shouldn't be down by 9 points.
No.
A sloppy first half. I wouldn't want to be in the clubhouse after this first half, as Chappelle's got it. Shot on goal goes by Sean Jones, and that's good. 37-26. Now, the one thing about Booker Harris is he has a way of motivating the team. Booker Harris is a great guy in the clubhouse at halftime because the team's always come back out, not only fresh and relaxed, but with a sense of purpose. 37-26, 10 seconds. Penguins have a shot clock off Neusett. Seven, here he is. Down low, Neusett muffs it away. Xander McNally comes up with a four. McNally's got a three. On the way to the jumper, one. oh, just a little bit deep on the buzzer. Noy said no. And the Penguins couldn't convert. 37-26, fans. The Penguins in the first half looked a little sloppy, and they wanted to get that shot off, and they just couldn't do it. So as it stands, the Penguins trail 37-26. Piab will be back with the halftime extravaganza. We may even hear from Hunter Hornstein. I'm not sure. But one thing I am sure of, Stuart Horn, radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I am Patrick Kayabyab alongside my boy, Hunter Hornstein. Welcome back to the mic, my man.
Oh, thank you, Piab. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Glad to be back here, ladies and gentlemen. I've missed talking to you, and I've definitely missed working with you there, Piab. And I'll tell you what, I chose a good time to come into this game. I mean, we're talking about a very close game, nothing like the women's game earlier. Enough about that, though. Let's talk about these men. How about these men? You were here last year. We were doing the games, and it's night and day between these two teams. I mean, you're looking at a men's basketball team that's playing with swagger, they're playing with confidence, and they're playing at a level that we haven't seen in recent years. I mean, we're talking about a coach, first-year coach Booker T. Harris, who has really turned this program around. And a couple of years ago, maybe, we weren't even in this game the way we are now.
No.
And I know we have tonight's game and tomorrow's game after that, but I'll tell you what, I think you could chalk this season up as a clear victory just in terms of turnaround and the progress that has been made. I mean, I don't know how you feel, but personally, I feel like this has been a great year for the Penguins, and I'm excited to get this second half underway.
Well, number one, Booker T. Harris he knows what to do with this team, and he believes in this team, and this team is buying in to everything he's saying. And the number one thing that this team is buying in for Booker T. Harris is defense. The team has not played defense for a while since I've been here. Now they're playing defense, and what brings them defense is steals and fast breaks. And the leader of the court, a good recruit he picked up, is Ricky Wofford. He's a point guard that knows what he's doing. And Derek Ober is a shooting guard that knows what he's doing. But the man that's in the middle, the center, Jacob Neusat, he's listed at 6'8". I say he's a center, but as position-wise, he's listed as a guard. So a 6'8 guard, can you believe that? How did Booker T. Harris pull off strings to sign that man?
And I'll tell you what, he's not a senior, so he's going to be around a little bit later. But we mentioned defense. We should be important to mention, however, that you're talking defense as far as rebounds. Only 4 defensive rebounds for the Penguins. The HPU, they've got 12. So something's got to change a little bit there. They also have to get better at three-point shooting. 0-for-3 in that first half. So either you get more aggressive or you got to make them when you have the opportunity, because 37-26 is not that big of a deficit going into the second half.
And steals is a problem for both teams. Both teams are flirting with turnovers right now.
Absolutely,
steals,
yeah.
Steals, the Penguins only have 4, and also HPU has 5. You got to cut that level down. I know it's a low number, but the thing is, you have to keep it down if you want to fight back. These Penguins want to do is fight back and get back in this game. They're down 11. They have the scores to do it. And if they could just heat up, Ricky Wofford could shoot from the three ball. He could shoot the three ball. D'Artagnan Meigs could shoot mid-range Jays. But Jamal Clark, he's been heating it up for the last 3 games. And if he gets going and Jacob Neusat gets going, then this team will be on fire.
Absolutely. You got to be able to make those field goal attempts. I mean, 39.3% in that first half isn't going to get it done, especially when HPU is going 66.7.
Yeah, with it going 66.7, it's all done from there. The Penguins are a team that knows how to defend from 3, and they are a team that knows how to shoot the 3 ball. Now the Penguins are ready to get this launched off for the second half. Now the voice of the Penguins, here comes Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much. Nice work on the halftime extravaganza. That Hunter Hornstein, he's really something. 37-26. Back underway, fans. Penguins attacking the Northern Hoop. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab. Hunter will be in a couple of minutes to call some color in the second half. Shot on goal by Connor Haysbert from 16 feet. Left elbow, no. 37-26. 19 and a half to go. Penguin women got creamed earlier. Penguin men are trying to avoid the same thing. And a textbook That was a textbook alley-oop, any way you look at it. Set up by HPU.
They just Penguins, left the scene open.
You're right. The Penguins left everything open underneath. There was nothing like an empty block of ice down there. And the DUs, luckily, only lost two on the play. That play was so smooth. 39-26 now. Favor of HPU, 19:01 to go, fans. Top of the key. Stutter step by Kyle Allen. Kick out at the last second. Three ball on the way by Jelani White. No. Rebound and the putback by Glenn Miller. Whistles, no bucket. Penguins trailing by 13. Not a position they ever wanted to be in tonight against HPU. Penguins lose tonight. They go back down to 500. Not a place they want to be. More importantly, it hurts them in the standings. Currently 8-7 in conference as the first one missed. Way right. A win tonight would put them in the potential to get back into third place or to get into third place for the first time this season. A loss tonight bumps them back down into a tie then for fifth, depending on what happens to Chaminade.
If they finish above 500, Stu, more recruits will come into this program and buy into Booker T. Harris.
Yeah, but I'm thinking postseason as the second one goes. 40-26. Postseason will get them there, too. You know, wins never hurt a program, not the last time I saw. Xander McNally almost chucks it away in the backcourt. Derek Ober has it, and it's a backcourt penalty. So that's a violation on the DUs. 40-26, fans, 18:36 to go. You know what I mean? I mean, you're absolutely right. Short term, long term. I'm thinking short term. I think I'm thinking like a coach. You're thinking like a fan, an informed fan. We'll bring in Hunter Hornstein now. We'll get his opinion. And generally, as far as I know, Hunter Hornstein has an opinion on everything. I don't doubt he will have an opinion on this. So we'll get that from him. Hunter Hornstein, the sophomore broadcasting sensation. Piab with great work. Shout out to Piab's family. He's going to go to the stands now and check out the game with his buddies. Welcoming in Hunter Hornstein to my left, my lovable sidekick.
Thank you, Stu.
Good to have you with us. Tonight, 18:28 to go.
Good
inbounds
to
on the short side. Yeah, it's nice to have you back. HPU lobbing it in very softly to Glenn Miller. He's got it. Baseline Miller, glass Miller, good. Miller.
I want to make a point about what you said about third place. That is huge. I mean, I was talking to Piab, and by the way, DJ Piab, a great job. Patrick Kayabyab, we're looking at, here's Jacob Neusat inside. Gets it swiped away, still looking for the ball, and HPU is going to take it back to it.
They're taking it the other way, I think, is what you're talking about. 18:03 to go, and the jumper by Miller and a whistle. That Miller can draw a foul, I'll tell you. Hunter, I know you just arrived in the stadium, but the Miller in the first half was drawing a whistle, seemed like every time he got his hands on the ball.
And you get an opportunity to get sent to the line for those free points. I mean, you're going to take it. If you can do that, it not only does that give your team an opportunity to put yourself in position to get free points, but it puts the pressure on the Penguins to not foul you, because then their players are in foul trouble, and then Booker T. Harris has got to get a little creative how he plays his players.
18:01 to go, and the second one by the perfect free-throwing Miller is good. And that dude can shoot. So the Penguins don't want to put him on the line any more than they need to. And yet he has managed to draw one foul after another. And firing 1,000%. That's a lot. Left side, Ober. Ober, stutter step.
Ober!
In and out and back in. 44-28, that draws a fist pump out of Hunter Hornstein.
Ober setting the tone now for the Penguins. This is a big second half for them. You mentioned the win puts them in third place.
Well, a potential third place.
Potential, yeah, absolutely.
Because it also has to do with Cal Baptist and Grand Canyon and what they do tonight in their games. Now the rebound by Ober. He'll bring it himself. He goes coast to coast, Ober. Off the glass, no. Put back Neusat, no. Two more shots on goal, no. Falling to the floor, HPU has the ball for an instant. Kyle Allen keeps dribbling, dumps it off to LeBrent Chappelle. Side of the backboard, Penguins come down with it after Xander McNally with a rebound, 44-28, 17 minutes exactly. McNally no looks it back to Wofford. Wofford takes it himself. Off the glass, circus move, scissor legs, good for two.
Nice job by Wofford there to recover. It looked like that no-look pass by Xander might have caught him off guard. He was able to recover, didn't panic, and was able to drive to the line.
Boy, you said it best, not panicking, because McNally will no-look you all night long. anytime you're around that guy, if he gets the ball, you may very well see it coming at you 100 miles an hour.
And that makes him so dangerous. He likes to improv a lot, and he does it very well.
And he does it very well. Some guys can improv. Other guys can do it with the acumen of a pro, and McNally is right there as HPU's Fran Urli dumps one in, left-handed layup. That was a nice little, goes like half a layup, half a hook shot out of Urli. 16:06 to go. McNally heaves it all the way across the court with a good head fake by Ober. Shot on goal by D'Artagnan Meggs. No. 46:30. Timeout called by HPU. With 15:53 to go. Hunter, did you want to add something before we go to the timeout?
I wanted to go back to what we were saying about the third place and a potential playoff berth. This is a complete turnaround from where Penguin basketball has been in the past, and you're seeing it this year. And I was telling Piab, this might be almost a victory in itself as far as the season's concerned, as far as progression and how much this team has grown. Going into the season, they were very young, they were very new, and it was new coach. This team has really turned around and really bought into Booker T. Harris.
Not only the team, I'd say everybody on campus now.
Have you ever seen the Conlin Center packed? In the last few, at least since I've been here, the last 2 years, no.
Not like tonight. Yeah, every game, it's growing more and more. Some of that is a credit to the success of the team. Some of that is credited to Cassandra Gaffa and Terry Toomey.
Absolutely.
And the efforts they're doing in marketing. And, you know, being an NC2A school, there's a big-time learning curve. And what happens is when we go from the top of the NAIA, much like a student gets out of high school and now they're back at the bottom in college as a freshman, you have to relearn all the systems, and there's a learning curve.
Absolutely, well, and I think that's what they needed too. They needed that learning curve. They needed those growing pains last year, you know, the probation year, and now a fresh start, new coach, and they're taking it in stride. They're doing very well. You know, you're not expecting them to go undefeated. You don't want, you know, you're not looking at Grand Canyon numbers there, but they're holding their own.
Grand Canyon is, the Penguins are nipping at the heels of Grand Canyon now that you mention it. Grand Canyon is 10-5, Penguins are 8-7. That's why if Canyon loses tonight, Penguins win tonight. Statistically, they're right on top of one another.
Yeah, Grand Canyon and Cal Baptist, those are two teams that are going, and they're going to be deadlocked at 10-5.
We are now in immediate timeout, so we'll stay right here, and we are welcoming everybody viewing on Channel 30. Scott Calhoun and the crew are here once again. Another great mention of what a great year it's been to have Channel 30 in the house broadcasting DU Sports on Sunday nights. Stuart Orne, Hunter Horenstein, a pretty good game so far. The Penguins had a sloppy first half, but if they just turned things around, the Penguins could not only be right in it, but I actually bet someone, a gentleman's bet, mind you, in the foyer earlier at halftime, that the Penguins would come back and win by 8. Do you think I overstepped?
I think 8's a good number there. I mean, first of all, you got to be able to tie it up, and you've got to be able to stop turning the ball over. You said the sloppy first half. They've tightened it up a little bit. You saw Ober there with McNally. I mean, and Wofford. I mean, these are guys that are going to be able to really put the team on their back. Xander is going to be the key. Jacob Noyce sat down hard inside, and you got to be able to make some threes. 0 for 3 as far as threes in the first half. That's got to change if you want to get those quick points in there, and you also got to stop sending HPU to the line.
The other part of this, Hunter, is in the first half, Xander McNally took very few shots. He's a very selfless player.
Absolutely.
The guy will pass off at the last second. If he has an opportunity to dunk it in, he'll almost always give it to another player to take the shot, let the spotlight go on to another player. But he's a great shooter. And I think at this point, down by 16, McNally may need to take charge and start firing off some shots.
Absolutely.
Because he is a shooter.
At a certain point, the aggressiveness has to be there.
Falling away, Nick Frazier buckles from the left side, good.
Not to say it's not there, but at some point you turn it on to another level.
Yeah, I think you're right, 48-30. That's well put. 15-18 to go, fans, in the second half. Broadcasting worldwide. Penguin Radio on the way, three ball. Derek Ober, good. That's the old Ober and under play. 48-33, 15 minutes.
And there's the first three for the Penguins. So just like that, they're starting to lock it in.
Yeah, you know how sometimes it's the broadcaster's curse? I think you may have just talked him into something. That's a good deal. We'll take it, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Frazier, right wing. Over to the right side, Sean Jones. Oh, rejection by Jacob Neusett, and one of the HPUs is on the ground and went down hard. Foul is called against Neusett, and that's his third.
And at that point, you know, you're number three, and that's a good spot you want to be in the second half. I mean, 14:44 to go, you want to be a little more careful, but that's a good play there by Neusett, getting in there, making his presence known. It's going to be interesting to see how he kind of works around those fouls there, because once you get three, you're in a little bit of trouble. But it is definitely a skill that needs to be acquired.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Miller was all over the bucket. Miller was going to score the two. Neusett stuck the arm in there, and Neusett now getting yanked, as you may imagine, because that's often what happens. Score, you know, you create a foul like that, especially your third, when the coach is going to need you down the stretch.
Right.
As the first one by Miller is missed, making Neusett's foul look all the more genius.
You mentioned Miller all over the net there. He's 6'6". Neusett's 6'8", though, so there's a couple big guys going up at the net at the same time.
14:39 to go. Both of them are missed. So while Neusett did take his third, he saved the team 2 points any way you look at it. Ricky Wofford goes up right side from the baseline. Good. 48-35, 14.5 to go, fans. Across the middle, Frazier. Oh, stolen away by Mark Lewis, but a foul is called on Lewis. He reached in on him. Nobody likes that call.
I don't think Booker Harris quite agreed with that. He wants an explanation here, talking to the referee. And I don't know about that one. That might be a tough one to break. That was a tough break for the Penguins there, because if Mark Lewis is able to come up with that cleanly, he can waltz to the basket.
Referee says he wrapped the arm in there. Booker Harris doesn't argue too much, so when he says something, it matters. Furthermore, he knows again. Ricky Wofford, stolen away. Ricky all alone, takes it in. Right side Wofford, classic Wofford, the first-year man of the DU, steal and the score. Uh-oh. Wofford now is really barking at the referee. Oh.
You're not calling another one.
Going to wave it off. So the steal by Mark Lewis and the subsequent steal by Ricky Wofford, both waved off. Both left HPU hanging.
Hey, but you like the aggressiveness. After the initial wave off there by Mark Lewis, Wofford didn't care. He went right back at it. The Penguins, that's a good job. They got to keep doing that. Unfortunately, the calls didn't go our way.
Yeah, Mark. That's the first one on Wofford. We're inside of 14, fans. 48-37, and the Penguins with six fouls in the second half against HPU's none. Exactly what Hunter said, playing very aggro ball. Now tipped out by Xander McNally. There's no foul this time. Wofford now, it ends up under his foot. Tipped out of bounds off of somebody's foot. I know it was on Wofford's foot for a moment.
I think it was on HPU. They're going to give that to the Penguins.
McNally will bring it in on the end line, 13:37.
But how about that aggressive defense there, Stu?
Man, you're not kidding.
I mean, all over them. It was like
three plays in a row.
Absolutely. And before that, before the steal, the pat away by Xander, I mean, you're looking at Ober, who was almost knocked one out free, too.
Frazier now on the inbounds. A terrible inbounds by Xander McNally. Frazier has the steal. Now they bring it down. And the Penguin foul is committed by Jamal Clark.
Very aggressive defense.
Seven team fouls in 6.5 minutes of the second half.
I don't know
when they went to the clubhouse at halftime, if Coach Harris said, look, get in there and let's make this thing aggressive. I don't know what he said because I wasn't in there. But the fact is they came out and they are very aggressive. And something about it I like.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we talked about it during the halftime show, playing with some swagger, playing with confidence. And Penguins, they don't back down from anybody. Something you haven't seen in the past.
Sean Jones cans the first one on the way. Yes. 50-37, 13.5 to go, fans. The Penguins trail by 13. Nobody panicking, but we're about 4 minutes away from starting to panic. Up and under by Jamal Clark. Off the glass with English. Clark knocks it in. Oh, what a play from the baseline. 50-39, 13-10. Just as I mentioned, the potential for panic. Clark delivers. Baseline outside. Three ball on the way by Jones. That's a long two. 52-39, matching baskets. The D's need some stops. Ober dribbles around. Ober gets it out to McNally. Now the right side. 12:40, the clock rolls. Ober's got it on the right wing. He needs to set up a play. Ober getting reached in upon. Mark Lewis shoots the long deuce, but has it blocked away big time by Marko Čukić. Čukić in there at 6'9", kind of towers over the 6-foot Lewis. And I don't know if Lewis, being guarded by Čukić, had any business trying that shot, although he is a heck of a shooter, that Mark Lewis. Tipped out of bounds by Ober after the miss to the right by Frazier.
Yeah, Wofford there got a hand on that ball. Probably was better off letting that one go. Nobody was on the right wing. Stuck his hand out there hoping to keep it in bounds. And again, just another bad break for the Penguins, but I like the aggressive defense. Here's where HPU can maybe start to bring this game open a little wider. Start pulling away with the three-point ability.
Inbound Zander. Oh, it was stolen away for a moment, but back into the hands of LeBrent Chappelle. It was never clean, but the Penguins get the ball back after the muffed pass by Chappelle. The 5'10 senior out of Fresno, Chappelle, has been all over the place. Very positive play tonight for Chappelle, but the Penguins get it here.
They're swarmed on him. 2-on-1, that's not fair.
Clark's got it now as he drives in left side. Off the elbow, Clark. Missed it deep. And the whistles, and I believe Jamal Clark will go to the line for the first foul committed by HPU. There's a media timeout, fans. Hunter and I will be back in 30 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, 11:51 to go. 52-39, Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein. Athletics director here at the Collins Center is Terry Toomey. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department. With the chair of the CMS, Communications and Media Studies Department, is Brad Van Alstine. Here we go. Jamal Clark on the line. Penguins need everything. Clark missed it. Penguins need every little thing from here on in. They
absolutely
slopped it around enough.
Yeah, you and I are talking about it during the break. The three-point ability by HBU, and then Penguins sending the line, puts them in a position where they don't have enough wiggle room right now to miss those free throws.
Luckily, Clark didn't miss. 52-40. DU's trail by a dozen. Left in the backcourt was Lewis after he came streaking in, trying to steal it away on the pass to Frazier. Tipped out by Zander. Stolen into the hands of Jamal Clark, and that's a steal. And the guy's number one in the nation with flashy plays like that.
Congratulations to Zander McNally.
Yeah, flash and function. It's not all flash, folks.
No, he gets it done. He's very, very proficient with it. He doesn't do it just for show.
No, he does get it done. Shot on goal right side. Miss. Put back by Clark. Is good. 10-point game. 11-11 to go. Hey, look, 4 aces left, Hunter.
You look at this bench here for the Penguins. They're up on their feet. They're ready to go. They're not
Frazier
out of this.
Frazier drives it in. Stolen away again by Xander McNally. Left side. Xavier Muldrow has entered the game. Good old number 10, maybe one of the fastest guys in the country. No, he is one of the fastest guys. Not maybe. Nothing maybe about it. He is one of the fastest guys in the conference. Now the shot on goal, right side drifting in by Early. Check it, Sean Jones got good. 54-42.
And he went in hard there, too. He knocked down Xander. Xander flexing that right hand. Might have jammed it a little bit.
10.5 to go, fans. In this one. HPU just stopped that momentum. Penguins had it for a second. Shot on goal. Three-pointer by Mark Lewis. Short. Ricky Wofford hit the deck head first. Oh, no, that's not Ricky Wofford. That is.
That's it.
That is.
That's
I'm just looking at Xavier Muldrow's eyes.
That's Xavier Muldrow. He went down pretty hard there, and you mentioned it right there. Couldn't say anything other than that ooh, and I think the entire crowd did the same thing. He went down and whiplash back
just
to the
locked
head.
Me up. I've known him for 4 years, and he's just such a good guy. And while I'm here on the media row, and he's one of the players, he's definitely a buddy of mine. And to see one of your buddies get hit, or any of the players,
absolutely.
And frankly, I like them all. But Muldrow, he's just one of those really good dudes, and he hit so hard, hit his head
after just coming into the game as well.
Yeah, he just came in. He was there, but Wofford's come in his place, and Mark Lewis from the left elbow gets one to go. 54-44. The Penguins now are only down by 10.
Tenacity of Mark Lewis paying off right there for the Penguins.
He is one of the most clutch players I've ever seen, and I've been here since 2000, sitting right here. And he's one of the most clutch players we've ever had. 54-44, 9.5. Jumper off the glass by LeBrent Chappell, and they're going to call that. They're going to wave that off as Chappell's. That's a goaltending call against, well, Chappell with the shot, and it looked like the goaltend. Was it early? I thought it was Miller. It was one of those two tall guys. Jumped in there and knocked it in.
Well, he had his hand all over the net before the ball was even there. Are you kidding me? Good call by the refs. Good call by the refs.
Call. Here goes Lewis. Goes spins 360. Kick out. Haysbert on the way. Short. Oh, Haysbert went in for his own rebound over Jelani White. Couldn't get it. White at 5'11". Haysbert at 6'8". I wanted Haysbert to reach right over the top and strip it away. 9:01, but he avoided the hack of Shaq. The Penguins at this point can ill afford another foul. Here's a long shot. Oh, brother, an air ball by Glenn Miller from 19.5. Miller was going three ball right on the line and threw up the air ball. 54-44, Penguin ball alongside.
That's the first three ball that they've missed for HPU, and it comes on courtesy of the man from Sacramento.
I'll tell you what, when they miss it, they miss it. Because he missed that thing. Air ball, it never even came close to the bucket. Whistles now.
Need MapQuest for that one there, Stu.
Come on, that's a beauty. Did you think of that one right now, or did you brought that one in from home?
Oh, that might have been an old baseball one. Okay. That we used to yell at the pitchers when they couldn't find a strike
zone. That's a beauty, man. 8:40 to go. You should have taken full credit for that. I would have respected you. 8:40 to go. Here's Wofford on the dribble drive. Wofford fouled. And, you know, that's one of those where Sean Jones had to foul him.
Oh, absolutely. You can't let him go right to the net like that. Hey, the Penguins will take it, though, if you can send a guy to the line. They'll definitely send it in. And we know right now, you know, down by 10, you got to get these two.
Update on Muldrow as he looks pretty good over there. He's on the bench. Nobody's tending to him. He's not holding his head. Horseshoe. Wofford missed the free throw. 54-44, fans. The Penguins need them all.
Don't have a whole lot of wiggle room right now.
Shot clock is reset. No wiggle room. I agree. Got to make it on the way. Backspin deep. Oh, it fell through after it bounced straight up off the back of the iron.
Whole Conlin Center there holding its breath.
Oh, Wofford falling out of bounds was able to save it. McNally came breaking in. And here's a shot from very softly Kyle Allen. Drifted in from the right elbow, Hunter. In the air, 56-45. Wofford now steps on the end line. But not before he was shoved out by Jelani White. I think it's going to be DU ball. Yeah.
Yeah, Fakes came up behind Wofford with the block, and it went out on Fakes.
Three ball, Lewis, air ball. Lewis from that left corner got pounded to the floor after the shot by Sean Jones. Like a quarterback taking a five-step drop and getting nailed from the blind side. That's exactly what happened to Lewis. Lewis usually very solid from the corners. 56-45, 8:13. Timeout, Sea Warriors. We are back in 25 seconds. Hey, 8:13 to go, fans. 56-45. Horn and Horenstein. Together again.
Yeah, I like that.
That's not bad. Short version and the long version. Here we go. All the same guy. Oh, no. Wofford goes in 360. Stolen away by Frazier on the way. Frazier goes in for the hammer jam from the left side, and he missed it, but he was fouled.
A lot of that was Mark Lewis coming in there. How about the speed by Mark Lewis, but just unfortunately got called with the foul.
How did he even catch up to him? Oh, now Lewis is clapping. No. Jelani White's still going to go to the line. That was great, though, for Lewis to catch up to him. However...
Yeah, I don't have an answer for your question, though. That was unbelievable speed there by Mark Lewis. How about that closing speed?
Now Jelani White misses the first one, and all of a sudden Lewis's play is looking
Yeah, absolutely. Look at Mark Lewis. See, look at that face. Look at the way that he's clapping those hands. I mean, he knows what this game means to the Penguins.
Next one goes. However, it does pull the Penguins closer to the double bonus with eight fouls now. Having been committed by the mighty Dominicans. HPU with only three. inside of 8 minutes. McNally, McNally with a no look between the legs. And Ricky Wofford accepts the pass and knocks it in. Now Wofford, he doesn't care if there's heavy traffic with a bunch of big dudes. Wofford gets right in there.
That was B-E-A Utiful.
Wofford getting so many minutes at 5'9". The guy's a player. Plain and simple. Down low, Allen. He's quick, and he's a shooter. Allen now tipped away the intended hook pass. 7:23 to go.
And the thing I like about Wofford is that he's quick, and you mentioned he's a shooter. He can drop back, shoot the two, but he also can go through the traffic. Great job there by Wofford.
We're going to stay right here. 57-47 fans, 7:23 as the Penguin cheerleaders have taken the floor. Now it was a 10-point differential last time we talked, Hunter. The last time we talked in a media timeout. Now we're here at the next one, and this is the last one of the night, I might add, that will be on the camera, and it's still a 10-point game. 7:23 to go. Still plenty of time, but have the Penguins improved enough? Now we're in the fourth quarter to pull this thing out. Your opinion?
I believe so, but it's going to be, the defense is there. Obviously, you've kept it within 10. You don't want to get more than 10 by any stretch of the imagination. But the Penguins right now, again, you got to be careful with the fouls. And the biggest thing is you got to be able to make the shots as well. I mean, there's been a few free throws here that they've had the opportunity to make. They haven't taken them. The three-point shots up until now, 1-for-6, you got to be able to start hitting those because the defense is there. They're doing their job. The offense steps up now. And you bring this a little closer, you got 7:23. There's plenty of time left for 10 points.
And still, you've said it two or three times. There's no wiggle room. The Penguins have used up all their slop.
Absolutely.
Chips.
But the thing is, they're not going to panic on this either, which is the biggest thing that they got going for them. You've seen already a few plays in this half, and I'm sure you saw it in the first half, where, things might not have gone smoothly, but you don't panic. You got plenty of time. You don't worry about the shot clock. I mean, this team's going to be okay. I think we're going to be in good shape going. They just got to be able to score more and make the free throw shots.
7:23. I agree. Make the gimmies.
And don't give them away either.
First free throw by Kyle Allen goes, 58-47. You've got to take the gimmies. When they give them to you, you've got to take them. Those freebies are so important. Stating the obvious, but still.
It's so easy for us, for our vantage point to say that.
Allen knocks down the second one. I don't know, man. To tell you the truth, I feel like I live and die with some of these shooters.
Oh, really? I didn't notice there, sir.
it just kills me. The fact of the matter is, if the D's don't win tonight, I'll relive every shot of this game as I'm trying to fall asleep tonight, and I'll never fall asleep because of it.
And don't think this isn't a big game. Obviously, playoff implications, three.
Ober from the top of the key. 17-footer knocks it down.
Third place implications, perhaps. I mean, this is a big game for the Penguins.
Momentum going into the final game two nights from now, tonight being the penultimate game of the 2012 campaign. Booker T. Harris's first campaign. From top to bottom, 6:52 reaching in was Derek Ober.
You could say this first campaign has been somewhat of a success. Not somewhat, it has been a success, in my opinion, a smashing success. The record is not indicative of the way they've played. I mean, they've been in almost every single game, and again, you're seeing it right now.
That's a good point. They've lost. They have 2 1-point losses this season, 59-49, as the Penguins' Derek Ober commits the foul against number 30, Fran Orley.
We mentioned it. We're not looking at for 15-1 like the Dixie State, but we're not looking for the 1-15 either.
That's a good point. The Penguins coming off a year last year where they only had 4 wins total. So in the Booker
team. Doubling that.
In the Booker T. Harris era, more than doubling it already.
In conference.
Doubling it in conference. 9 wins overall. 61-49. Yeah, it's a gigantic difference.
I'll tell you what, I'll take the conference record over the overall record any day.
Oh, yeah.
Like you mentioned, playoff implications.
Furthermore, they're playing a bunch of D1 schools in order to get ready for the season. 6:36 clock rolls. Penguins on offense. 61-49. And the shot goes down by Ober. Ober gives a fist pump in midair as he was sliding backward across the end line. And he'll go to the line with the opportunity not only to achieve the 3-point play, Hunter, but to bring the Penguins now within 9 should this one go. First time I've been able to report that in quite a while.
The biggest thing is you don't let HPU get too far away.
Ober cans it and does achieve the three-point play. You're absolutely right.
On cue.
HPU calls timeout, and I think that's a smart timeout because this is the closest the Penguins have been in a while. Penguins have all the momentum right now. 6:32 to go. Down by 9, but the DUs are threatening. Speaking of threatening, Hunter Hornstein is off to my left. Stuart Horn with you. We are back at 25. Bounced off the defender and then knocked it home, but the bucket's waved off. 63-52. 10th team foul committed by the Penguins with just under 6 minutes to go. That's a gift. Now it's going to start to get hairy. LaBrent Chappelle just across the timeline, almost like he's trying to kill a little clock. And if he's not now, it's going to be any time now. Over the top is Xander McNally. And that's going to be the...
I don't know about that
second.
One there, Stu.
He came flying in over the top of Glenn Miller.
At a certain point, you take away the aggressiveness of the Penguins if you keep blowing that whistle.
5.5 to go when the clock continues to roll. But for now, Miller on the line. Miller, perfect. Chukic is back in the game now for HPU. Miller cans them both. 65-52. 5:27 to go. Ober, oh, nice head fake. Ober in front of McNally. Penguins playing some catch. They don't have a lot of time to goof around. And they've got a lot of points to make up. Clearly, they want to get the cleanest look. But I don't want them to see him just start firing threes for no reason. Air ball chucked up by Ober from the right wing.
Just seeing very deliberate ball movement right now by HPU, slowing it down, slowing the game down.
They really are. Well, the Penguins did the same thing on the previous sequence, though, and then didn't even get a clean enough shot to get rim. Xander McNally with a rebound. Oh, brother. Chukic tripped coming across the timeline. Three ball by Mark Lewis! Penguins with a timeout, 65-55. Still sitting on that magic number of 10. The DU's got it to 9 for all of about 27 seconds. Then it went back to 11. Now it's 10, 4:41. We're back at 30.
Back here live at the Conlin Center, Hunter Hornstein, Stuart Horn, your broadcasters tonight. Dominican down 65, 55, 10. It's the same story over and over again.
Penguins want to change that story. Maybe come up with a nice ending. How about that? We'll see if they can do it. They've got 4.5 to do it.
Coming off a big three there by Mark Lewis,
that
by the way.
That could have been a big momentum change. Let's see how HPU answers. Oh, there's the charging foul committed by Glenn Miller as Xander McNally had come set.
Nice smart move there by Xander. Knew he was going to just go with the drive, and he just dropped down to the ground. Great
Jesse
job.
Mazza, our head trainer, he is really something. 65-55. That was a veteran play.
Absolutely. That's something you see out of your seniors there. Speaking of seniors, senior night this Saturday for
That's
the
right.
Penguins as senior they close Santa. Out the season. You listen to that game here on Penguin Radio.
That is always a very bittersweet night. Watch these guys play for 4 years and then to send them off. Tough stuff. Here's McNally. Right side, a little bit short. Oh, a great rebound by Jamal Clark. Goes 360, and he's fouled.
Good job by Jamal Clark, never giving up on the play, forcing HPU to foul him, sending him to the line. And it's also going to force HPU to call a timeout.
3:55 to go, and head coach Darren Vorderbrugge has called a timeout. A 10-point game. Hunter and I are back in 20. .355 to go, fans. Penguin Radio. 10-point game. Inside of 4 minutes, with 10. I'm not that far away, Hunter, from declaring this miracle time.
Might as well.
I'm not that far away. Not ready to go there yet.
Might as well. At this point, though, there's no better time than to start it off with some free points here for the Penguins.
I'll tell you what. The Penguins used to have a coach named Scott Davis who delivered our very first championship as Jamal Clark knocks down the first one.
So you see Jamal Clark's face after that one. He thought he shot
banked
it a little
in.
Too much and
banked
somehow
it
banks it in.
Scott Davis, who won our first women's championship in 2003. Second one's missed. Used to say 11
and
points
yes.
11 points in 3 minutes is doable. Good heads-up play there by Ober to slap it against the defender and keep possession for the Penguins after the freebie was missed. 3:52. Penguins down
play
by nine and with the advantage in the ball. Outside McNally. And McNally, Lewis, and McNally will take the whole team on his back. That's just his style.
He's calling out the plays right now, too. Really moving the ball around the perimeter.
3:36. If any penetration in the D's will take it. But this zone defense is so hard to break through. HPU playing it very well. Here's three ball by Clark, or by Mark Lewis. No. From the corner. Lewis a little bit short. Penguins really needed that coming up on 3:20.
Give HPU credit, though. Good defense. We're not letting anybody go out. They were going to force the Penguins to make that tough three-point shot.
The DU's now with the desperation fouls. Coming up on 3 minutes, fans. A nine-point game. Oh, if Lewis cans that thing at six and it's a whole different ball of wax. Right side, HPU. Shot on goal by Glenn Miller is fouled.
Yeah, that's a tough play right there. And you going back to that Mark Lewis missed three. That was huge for the Penguins. HPU does a good job of making them move the ball around the perimeter. You saw Mark Lewis and Wofford trying to jump inside there, get some penetration. But Hawaii was going to force the Penguins to make that three-point shot. They've only made one this second half. And so they were really banking on the fact that the Penguins' missing trend was going to continue.
Glenn Miller misses the first one painfully short. Second one is equally as painful on the Penguin fans anyway, because it went right through. 66-56 inside of 3 minutes now. It is definitely desperation time. Here's the runner by Clark. He missed it. Check it. That was by Ober. It bounced around on the rim, fell out. The putback by Jamal Clark does not fall. 2:47 to go. But it goes out off the end line off of HPU. Inbounds. Good play there by Xander McNally to get it in. Ricky Wofford with the circus play at home. 66-58, 2:38. Great play by Wofford. And more Wofford is becoming a clutch player. He's approaching Mark Lewis status as far as clutch is concerned. And that's saying something. 2:26, fans. Penguins trail by only eight now. But with 2:20 to go, they're really running out of time. HPU playing some great clock management. Shot from the free throw line. McNally can't get the rebound. Back inbounds. Great play by HPU. Falling out was early. Shot on goal, no. Xander McNally with the rebound. 2:03 to go, McNally. He brings it up on the right side.
Got time. You've got time.
Over to Lewis. Three ball. Ober. Oh, short. Rebound taken by Early. In the backcourt, Lewis against Chappelle. Chappelle takes a screen by Early. Takes it the distance himself. Kick out at the last second. Stolen away by Clark. 1:40 to go. 8-point game. McNally's got the ball. Into the corner. Throws it out of bounds. And very Xander McNally-like toss there off the end line. McNally, not only the team leaders, one of the most clutch players in the conference, the leader in steals in the nation. Coming down the stretch with 96 seconds to go, throws it out of bounds off the end line.
Yeah, that's a tough break right there for Xander McNally. You know he knows that. That's a tough one for the Penguins to swallow because there was two opportunities right there. You literally got back-to-back opportunities, almost like a redo, a mulligan. You make either one of those, and this game is, you know, within reach. I mean, Ober might have pushed the shot just a little bit. Might have, you know, Xander might have rushed it just a tad. I mean, you look up at the scoreboard and you see 2:06 left to go. You might start rushing it. You got to be able to settle down and be deliberate with it. Do what HPU does and really slow the game down. I mean, that's a tough shot there by Ober, but a makeable shot. And then Xander, that's just a mental lapse right there. You can't have those this late in the game.
Inbounds HPU in the backcourt. No fouls committed by the Penguins, although they're doing everything they can to foul. 1:30 to go. HPU's got it. Over the top. Reaching in is Lewis against LaBrent Chappelle. Chappelle's got it. Tipped away. Lewis has the ball 2-on-1. Lewis left side softly off the glass. Yes! 1:17 to go. Clock continues. 6-point game.
The defensive by Lewis, it finally pays off.
That's it. Time to bring it in, and the Penguins will get the ball back. 1:09 to get. To go. HPU could not get the ball in off the end line. They got 5 seconds to do it. They didn't do it. Penguins get the ball now on the short side.
I don't know how they didn't know that either. The entire Conlin Center was counting down to five.
Ober, 1:06 to go. 6-point game. 2-possession game. McNally's got it. Outside three ball on the way. Oh, just in and out. Ober missed it left from the right corner. 54 seconds. 6-point game. HPU's got it. Marko Čukić has it, the big man, into the backcourt, 45 seconds. Penguins trail by 6. Lewis, stolen away by Xander McNally on the end line. Oh, McNally fell out of bounds, 39 seconds. Oh, great hustle by Xander McNally.
Goodness.
There's a reason he's the steal leader in the nation, and that was a good play. McNally ended up sliding on his stomach after big-time hustle, trying to bring the ball back in. 39 seconds to go.
What could you say about Xander McNally, though, Stu? My goodness, how about that play? Didn't it go our way, but the tenacity, the hustle, unreal.
That was almost something special. 66-60. It's not undoable. It's only a 2-possession game.
39 seconds.
An eternity.
Is the longest 39 seconds you'll ever have. I mean, you're down a couple of threes. And this is a brand new game.
And if Lewis catches just a little bit of warmth, just if he just gets a little bit of warmth, some embers under Lewis, the game is going to be tied.
Keep the defense where it is. You're forcing HPU to make mistakes. They've already made 3 in the last minute. They were able to get points out of the one mistake. You got to be able to force more, and you got to be able to get those points.
Penguins currently 8-7 in conference. A 9-7 mark would go a long way. But they've got a lot of work to do beforehand. They couldn't get it in. Oh, they did it in 4.5 seconds. Čukić hits the deck. One of the Penguins really nailed him. Check it, that was Fran Early, and he'll go to the line.
Yeah, that Penguin was Xander McNally.
So the squeegee guys run out, clean things up, as Early hit the deck and left a trail of sweat.
Xander's third, by the way.
37.2 seconds Early. About a foot behind the line. Missed it.
I'll tell you what. Did it look like he might have rushed that shot there a little bit?
Maybe. Hey, it's a clutch moment in the game. This is gigantic, and he's got to be feeling the pressure.
I know. Fran Early there with a little maybe jump step here. A big guy, not known always to make the free throw shot.
This one is perfect.
And that's a huge one right there, because now you're forcing the Penguins to get three possessions now to get this rather than just two quick threes. Again, 37.2 seconds. We had shaved down 1 second last time we were talking, which seemed like forever ago.
3 minutes ago, it's been 1 second advanced on the clock.
Absolutely.
37.2 seconds. We'll just stay right here.
But the three-point possession game is key now for HPU.
Huge.
That was huge to nail that last free throw right there, because now you're forcing the Penguins to really score on the ball in the inbound.
Yeah, you're really not talking about, when you're coming down the stretch like this, you're really not talking about points. You're talking about how many possessions.
Oh, absolutely. If you have the ball, you're fine. You can relax. But what you have to do, now what the Penguins have to do, especially with the three-possession game that they have to overcome, now it's more about, can you get the fast break? Can you get the fast shot off on the inbound? And that's what the Penguins have had trouble with, because usually those balls are going to be threes. So you got to have trust in your guys to be able to throw it up and make it.
That's a good point. You are listening to NC2A basketball, fans, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is our 12th season on the air. Straight through every home game from the Conlin Center every year, broadcast live. Hunter?
We want to remind our listeners, you can also find us on Facebook. We're more viral every day. Facebook.com/Penguin Radio. Got a page for you to like. Go ahead and like us. give you up-to-the-date information as far as radio.dominican.edu.
Inbounds, 35 seconds. McNally's got it. He brings it up. Rush, rush, rush. In the corner. Oh, no. He stepped on the line. He had it tipped away. He chased it out. And Xander actually just nudged it out. Inbounds. HPU's got it, 29 seconds. Game's not dead, but it is a seven-point game. Now it's 3-on-1. Off the glass. Tipped away. McNally's got it. After the break. Three ball. Mark Lewis. Oh, a little bit deep. Put back Ricky Wofford. It goes. 17 seconds. Five-point game. Inbounds. HPU's got it on the fast break. 15 seconds. Timeout. This may be an official timeout. Both teams staying out on the floor. No, it's a foul. Committed by Ober, and Ober is limping.
He's going to send early back to the free throw line, and he made one clutch one last time out. Penguins are hoping that they can get a quick rebound here, put the pressure back on HPU, and a quick possession and score.
First one rattles in. Six-point game. And now that it's six, this is huge.
15 seconds left, still a lot of time here, but if he sinks this one, it's going to be awfully tough for the Penguins to come through in this game.
It's good. 69-62, a seven-point game, inbounds 15, the clock rolls. Xander's got it. 13, left side Lewis, he's got to get rid of it, and quickly. On the way, off the window, no. Rebound by Early, five. He's got it in the backcourt, stolen back away by Lewis. Lewis goes up with it, no. 1 second, fans, there's the buzzer, and the Penguins lose. A bit of a heartbreaker. 69-62. Coming down the stretch, it looked like it really could have been anybody's game. At halftime, the Penguins, I was telling you, Hunter, I thought the Penguins would come back in a very sloppy first half. I thought they could come back and win by eight. The fact of the matter is the Penguins really didn't improve that much in the second half. The excitement was there coming down the stretch.
Absolutely.
But that's because of the potential. The HPUs simply outplayed the Penguins tonight. They played great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to take anything away from them.
Give all the credit to HPU. They played a good game, and they played a strong game down the stretch. Especially when the Penguins were pressing on them, they kept the pressure on the Penguins to force and make the mistakes. And DU did. They did make a few mistakes, and they blew some chances there. The three by Ober into the corner at the last 30 seconds, and then obviously the three by Mark Lewis, and then the free throws. So good positives to take away from the game, but all the credit to HPU. They outplayed the Penguins, and the Penguins really missed on some chances to really bring this within a buzzer beater.
The Penguins move now to 8 wins and 8 losses. They're sitting at 500 with one home game to go. That'll be Saturday night. 5:30 women, 7:30 men. Hawaii Hilo will be in the house. We invite you now to stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for the Thursday night mission with Beacon. You don't want to miss that. It's one of the most popular new shows on Penguin Radio. Thursday night mission with Beacon coming up next. Radio.dominican.edu.